This is a dictation for patient Hassan Shelton, H-A-S-A-N, S-H-E-L-T, like Tom, O-N, Shelton. Date of birth, 8/28/93, date of accident, 6/2/2022, and date of service, 8/29/2022. The patient has been injured in a car accident dated 6/2/2022. And since that time of accident, the patient has been suffering from chief complaints of pain in the lower back, severe pain, pain in the neck, pain in the left shoulder, with radiation to the left leg, a sharp pain, and headaches. History of automobile accident, and on 6/2/2022, around 10:30 p.m., patient was traveling as a driver in a minivan. He had his girlfriend in the front and three other people in the back. All of them are undergoing therapy. The patient was hit by a SUV, although they were stopped at Finkel, and the cross street he cannot remember, in West Detroit. Once again, he was stopped at Finkel, and he was rear-ended at the intersection light at 30 to 40 miles an hour. The other driver tried to get out to make it a hit-and-run accident, and it was a hit-and-run accident, but in the process, he hit them again. The damage is that the car is completely total, the bumper is completely gone, the left door is broken, glass is okay. Patient report that he was wearing seat belts, and it protected him. Airbags were not deployed, and there was no loss of consciousness. This was a hit and run accident. The police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. And in this process of the event, the patient reports the following injury. He injured his head after hitting to the steering wheel and to the headrest also after that, leading to a whiplash of the neck. There was no chest trauma, abdominal trauma, pelvic trauma. He injured both knees to the dashboard that were also hurting him. He went to the emergency room same day, Beaumont Hospital, via ambulance, and he was there for 1 or 2 hours. Only physical examination was done, but there was no CT or X-rays were done. 2 weeks ago, patient again went to the Beaumont Hospital, as he think he pulled something while he was picking something, and then he was given some X-ray. History of presenting illness, patients suffer from severe headaches, which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are 2 per week, and they last several hours. They are mostly located to the front and left temple. Severity, they are moderately severe, sometimes very severe, off and on. They are sensitive to the light, but not sensitive to the noise. The headaches are not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. The additional symptoms of TBI, patient is reporting lack of focus, lack of concentration, and nausea. However, he do not have any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, nightmares, fearful of the event, being in the bed, sleepwalking, seizures, nursery of any erectile dysfunction, blood vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field is reported. The patient does have some sleep disturbance and difficulty walking, and he does have a left buttock is reported saddle anesthesia. In addition, regarding the pain, patient reports that he is suffering from severe pain in the neck, which is mostly left-sided. Lower back pain is 10, neck pain is 10, and it is across, involving both the tailbone joints. Left shoulder is also very much painful, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, with the maximum ability to do abduction is 110 degrees. He cannot walk more than a block, can stand less than half an hour, sit for less than 1 hour, although he is able to sleep, and he cannot use his left shoulder. All of these pains are severe, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, constant. They are described as throbbing, shooting, sharp, heavy. and they are reported to be 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by bending, standing, and driving, but improved by nothing. No numbness, tingling, pains and needle are reported except for the left leg posteriorly. However, there is no bladder bowel incontinence. Patient does have a muscle weakness of the left arm. He reports that the lower back pain shoots down as a sharp pain, especially on getting up, and then he cannot stand. That is almost constant, and it has been going on for a while. He doesn't think it feels like a numbness and tingling, but his left leg definitely feels quite weak. And regarding past treatment, patient report that he saw his primary care physician one time, and then Dr. Bidun Ali twice, who provided an injection to the shoulder. And he has been to premier physical therapy for 6 weeks, three times per week. And only 10-15% improvement has been obtained. He has seen a chiropractor two times, and it is called linked chiro, but no relief. And he has done some massage and some medications. No surgery, epidural injections have been provided. System review is completely negative. Past surgical history is negative. Allergies to ibuprofen. He starts vomiting with that. And family history. Patient reports mother is alive with no medical problem. Father is alive with no medical problem. In the siblings, he has got two brothers, two sisters who are all okay. Doing okay, no medical problem. Relationship status. Patient lives alone and is a single. Job-wise, he is self-employed and he works 6 days a week. He's a carpet installer and he has to lift over 80 pounds and he has to stand and sit all day long. Currently, he's unemployed due to the severe pain. Disability history, none. Legal history, patient has JC Auto Law as the authority. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. He has no homicidal thoughts, suicidal thought, anxiety problem, depression problem, or mood problem, or sleep problem. The ADLs that patient has checked are as follows. The patient reports that he has following ADLs affected, walking, standing, running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, cooking in the kitchen and reaching into cabinet, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. On the other hand, personal hygiene, toileting, bathing, dressing are affected, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Physical examination is as follows. Mr. Hassan Shelton is a 29-year-old African-American male of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, gluten tolerance here. And he's sitting comfortably and is well-built, well-nourished, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. The patient doesn't appear to be anxious or lethargic. Patient exhibits good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices. The vital signs, the blood pressure is 150 over 90, pulse is 85. Pulse ox 99, height is 6 feet, and the weight is 220. Temperature is 96.81, respiratory rate is 21. And the rest of the examination will come from the template, including neurological and musculature examination that are normal, slight spasm of the cervical fibers of the trapezius muscle were noticed. And also in the upper trapezius fiber near the junction of the neck to the shoulder, have a couple trigger points. Musculoskeletal examination on inspection, the entire spine has a normal curvature alignment and there are no scars are noticed. On palpation, there is no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback is noticed, pelvic iliac crest height is equal. Spine tenderness is noticed in the area of L5-S1 and bilateral sacroiliac joint. the parietal muscle spasm is not present, parietal muscle hypertrophy not present. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 25, hyperextension is not painful. Many of us identify a product of the pain, the Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign was negative, Lermit test negative, distraction test negative, so too R test negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test, lump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzer, Kernick test negative. Straight leg raising test was positive on the left side at 30 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test was also positive. The CAM test is negative, Breger test negative, Bevinsky sign is negative. In sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are mildly tender. However, the standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test was negative. Faber test was positive on the left side and Gosselaar test is positive on the left side. And the extremities examination, except for the left shoulder, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal, warm to touch, well perfused, without any tenderness, fetal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasms, varicose veins. The range of motion for all other joints except left shoulder are completely normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. Gait is slightly intelligent, but patient is able to walk without any adaptive device. The examination of the left shoulder on inspection and palpation, we find that the left shoulder has a normal contour. No fractures, dislocations are noticed. No contusion, lacerations are noticed. Muscle strength is 4/5. Range of motion is limited to 110 degrees of abduction maximum, beyond which there is severe pain. Resting shoulder pain is around 8. The special tests were conducted. Hawken-Kennedy test is positive. And speed test, near test, MTBA 10 test are positive. Anterior posterior apprehension negative and drop arm test is negative. Diagnosis will be as follows. General V8.9.2 XLC, V79.891, S09.90XA, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, M79.1, M62.838, ligaments M54.0, pain in the left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, 75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Cervical spine M54.2, M50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXL. The lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16. 54.42, S33.5X6A. Sacroiliac spine is left SI joint is involved, M464.6 and M54.17, S33.5X6A. Plan of care for Hassan Shelton arrives from the template. The treatment plan for Hassan Shelton is as follows. First is the order for physical therapy that has been ordered to continue with 3 times per week, focusing on neck and lower back and in the left shoulder and left SI joint. And 3 times per week, with traction massage, echotherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKinsey back program, acupuncture has been advised. Disability-wise, patient remains disabled from work, housework, and transportation. And then non-narcotic medication, patient is provided with the following medication, which is meloxicam, 15 milligram daily, 30 tablets, with food. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. And Tylenol codeine is a narcotic medication, one pill a day. Number 3, PRN for pain relief. Xanax 1 milligram twice a day for relaxation, sleep, and anxiety removal. Gabapentin 300 milligram 3 times a day for neuropathic pain, for headaches, and radiculopathy. Fear is said 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN are provided for headaches. Votrin gel is provided for topical pain relief. The non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs. The patient was able to bring some MRIs. First of all, it is a left shoulder MRI. It is studies done on 7-7-2022. It shows supra and infraspinatus tendinopathy at its attachment with a greater tuberosity and intrasubstance standing. No full thickness tear is noticed. In the cervical spine, there is no disc problem. No herniation of the disc or bulging. And there is a facet arthropathy at C6-7 and uncovertebral joint spurring at C5-6 with mild neuroforaminal narrowing. In the lumbar spine, patient has a mild disc space narrowing at L5-S1. No significant spinal canal neuroforamina stenosis or herniated disc are noticed. The thoracic spine again is completely normal except for mild disc classification and disc space narrowing at T11 and 12. Interventional pain procedures are not warranted right now. Patient will be advised later. First, he should try 4 to 5 months of physical therapy intensely, even chiropractor, acupuncture. And if no recovery, only then a injection treatment might be needed. Surgical options are not warranted. Neuropsychiatry evaluation will be ordered next month due to various symptoms of TBI. Attended care casework is not warranted right now. Past medical records are none. Patient has been ordered to release them. Investigations, no new investigation is being ordered. DMEs. The patient is being provided with a cervical foam collar, a lower back brace, and a tense unit to provide him some relief. He was provided with the cold therapy management system by the previous providers. Cervical traction devices ordered. The education is yes. Follow visit in 30 days. Direct contact is yes. End of discussion. Thank you.